The 4-Acre Group estimates there are more than 7,000 nonprofits in Alaska, contributing $4.5 billion a year to the state's economy and employing about 11% of the workforce. But 4-Acre President and CEO Dennis McMillan says a lot of people still aren't sure what a nonprofit is.
A lot of times people, when they hear the word nonprofit, they just think it's charity. Well, you know, 2/3 to 3/4 of all nonprofits are charities, but there are a lot of nonprofits that are not charities.
That includes credit unions, electric co-ops, labor unions, and membership organizations like chambers of commerce. According to the 2010 report on Alaska's nonprofit economy, published by the 4-Acre Group and the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research, health and social service organizations make up the biggest chunk of the state's nonprofit sector.
Here are the 10 largest charitable nonprofits in Alaska, and most of these are the largest nonprofits in Alaska. And as you go down this list, you'll notice pretty quickly that they're all health organizations, and all but three are Native regionals.
The list includes Providence Hospitals, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, and Banner Health. According to the report, Alaska nonprofits get 43% of revenue from government grants, compared to 9% nationally. That was down from 53% in 2007, when 4-Acre and ICER published the first statewide nonprofit study. As governments everywhere try to rein in spending, McMillan says many organizations are experiencing a funding crisis.
Significant nonprofits that have been around for a long time that have been overly dependent on earmarks are calling me up now saying, oh, we don't have any money.
Alaska nonprofits are also more dependent on corporate and foundation giving than their national counterparts. McMillan says foundations represent about 14% of charitable giving nationwide, compared to 20% in Alaska. Nationally, corporations make up about 5% of giving. In Alaska, BP and ConocoPhillips alone give about 8% of all charitable contributions.
When we've talked to folks at the other national firms that do corporate giving in Alaska, most of them are giving significantly more here than they do anywhere else in the country.
McMillan says nonprofits need to do a better job of securing sustainable funding, either through individual contributions or by charging money for a product or service. But getting people to contribute more won't be easy. McMillan says Alaskans who make more than $50,000 a year tend to give less than people in the lower 48. For that, he blames the state's nonprofits.
Nonprofits have not done a good job of asking those people appropriately to give at the level that they should be giving.
McMillan spoke Thursday to the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. Lance Stevens, who chairs the board of directors for the United Way of Southeast Alaska, says the organization has dealt firsthand with the shrinking amount of money available to nonprofits.
We had to reevaluate our position within the community and how we were going to be sustainable. And so we really did focus on our individual givers and increasing our donor base.
Stevens is regional vice president of Alaska USA Federal Credit Union and also serves on the chamber board. He says giving back to nonprofits just comes naturally to him.
You know, I could name a list of probably 9 different ways I interacted with different nonprofits growing up. And so wanting to be a part of that and making sure for my children that they had a strong community to live in that was vibrant, and realizing that we need a strong nonprofit sector to serve our community.
McMillan says the 4-Acre Group and ICER aim to update the nonprofit study every 2 to 3 years. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.